Good morning. It's time for Live Take 5, and today we have Marie Dodds with Oregon AAA. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And our topic today, of course, is holiday travel, and I'm hearing that a lot of people are expected to hit the roads this year, but not as much airline travel.
That's exactly right. We are seeing an increase in holiday travel this year, and in fact, AAA projects that almost 92 million Americans, or 29% of the population, will travel somewhere over the holidays, and that's an increase of about 1.4% compared to last year. And by far, driving is the top transportation choice. About 91% of holiday travelers, or almost 84 million of us, will go by car, and fewer of us will be flying this year, and of course, that's not a huge surprise when you think about the increase in airfare and the capacity cuts.
As far as driving goes, what do the numbers look like for Oregon? I know that this year the weather seems to be much milder, at least so far in December.
Yeah, we've had a very mild and dry December, and it looks like the dry weather will continue at least through part of the travel period. But in the Pacific region, we are looking very, very similar to what's going on nationally. About 13.6 million of us will be going by car, and that's an increase of 2.5% over last year. And again, about 90% of holiday travelers will be driving to their destination here in the Pacific region. And car travel is so popular, and it's not surprising really, because car travel is more flexible than flying, and it's also more economical, especially if you're talking about a large family. It's less expensive for everybody to climb in the car than it is to try to fly everyone.
When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about how Central Oregonians may be affected by all these travelers. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank. Welcome back to Live Take 5, brought to you by Home Federal Bank. We have Marie Dodds with Oregon AAA with us. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning.
And one question I had is, we've heard over the past that Central Oregon seems to be a big draw, especially even for people that live in Oregon, like Western Oregon. They either go to the ocean, they go west, or they come over the mountains and come over here, they go east. What are you seeing from your standpoint?
That's definitely what we're seeing. And in Oregon, of course, we are blessed to have a lot of great places that people want to visit. And we do see a lot of Oregon travel by Oregonians, which is a great thing. And Central Oregon is always a top destination along with the Oregon coast. And, of course, when we ask folks at AAA offices where they plan to spend their holidays, many of them are planning to go to the coast. Many of them plan to do some skiing, perhaps on Mount Hood or Mount Bachelor, and we've got thousands who plan to go to Central Oregon. And, of course, you've got great things. You've got sunshine and snow and great skiing opportunities and a lot of wonderful resorts, from Sun River to Black Butte to Eagle Crest, and those are all very popular destinations this time of year.
And one final question this morning. You said that we're going to see probably a lot more travelers. Why do you think this is?
You know, I think there's a lot of reasons for it. And interestingly enough, you know, we all know that the economy is certainly not recovering quickly. The economic recovery continues to be very gradual. But we did a survey and we asked people if the economy has an impact on their travel plans. And 59% of intending travelers say the economy either has no impact on their travel plans or they believe that things are getting better for them. So people seem to be feeling a little bit more optimistic. And the remaining 41% say that they will scale back their travel plans due to economic concerns, but that they're not going to stay home. So I think people have the mindset that they want to spend the holidays with their loved ones and their friends and family, and they're going to figure out a way to travel.
Obviously seems to be a very high priority.
Definitely. And you know, again, we probably didn't need a survey to tell us this, but the majority of travelers are spending time with family and friends and loved ones. And that's a very important time this time of year, is to be able to spend it with people you love.
Marie Dodds with Oregon AAA, thanks for being our guest today on Live Take 5.
Lori, thank you so much. Happy holidays.
You too. This has been News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.